You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, welcome into the drive. As we talked about just in the last segment, a big night tonight as the Rockets will be closely watching the draft lottery. They've got a 4%, just below a 4% chance to win the number one pick. And we'll see how high they can get, because the higher they can get, there's a small chance, Lloyd. The higher they can get, even if they want to, you know, package that thing, because, you know, again, there's a lot of things. Boy, they've had a lot of first, like, top five, top ten picks right here that they got loaded up on the roster that you're like, boy, they got to turn some of this into a great player here. But that'll be a big one tonight. The Royals and the Astros get started in a series tonight as the Astros are coming out of taking 2 of 3 from the Reds. They'll try to keep that going against the Royals, a pretty hot team as well. After their two-game losing streak, they had won 7 in a row before that. So it should be a fun series here in Houston. By the way, hopefully Akeem Olajuwon, who is supposed to be representing the Rockets tonight for the draft lottery, hopefully he is allowed to get in tonight, and he'll have his credentials. He has his credentials.
He better
allow him to get in, because he knows
he'll. Few things he better do: have some credentials and duck when he walks through the doorways.
That's right, because but visual for him, not enough anymore. His look, his face, that's not enough.
I'm not sure if that's, yeah, if that's man, a dream or not.
Can't let you in. To come up there, he didn't have his credentials. It's just going to be a Rockets basketball, but nobody's sitting behind it representing the Rockets if they get that pick. So a lot going on as well, and a lot with the Texans too. They just had the rookie minicamp that's going on, and this season is getting closer and closer. We'll know the schedule this week as well and how that is positioned, which will be fun to look at also. But, Clint, I look at this, and I know Nico Collins had spoke this weekend at a camp he was doing, and really talked about, Clint, the next step for him is in a leadership role, really taking on a leadership role. And I'm telling you, Clint, I think, and the folks here too, and we'd love to get your opinion and thoughts on this as well. I think that's going to be the next step for this team overall, right? There is no more Laremy Tunsil. He is out of here, a big voice in the locker room, however you look at it, right? Stephon Diggs is gone at this point now, a big voice. I think a guy like a Jimmy Ward's probably role has been diminished a bit. And you know, this is now year 3 and 4 for some of the young core coming in, Clint. And it feels like it is now time for guys like Nico to step forward. CJ, who we've discussed. Derek Stingley, Will Anderson, who we've already heard a lot from this coaching staff about them. It's their time, because now, Clint, it is their team. It's year 3. They've been around here. They know the system as well as anybody. And it is now time for them to step through. And D'Amico and Nick, to me, have cleared the way for those guys to step forward. Danielle Hunter is not a, he's more of a lead by example thing. He's not somebody that, you know, Will Anderson has to kind of lay at the feet. I think Azeez Alshire is still there, one of your leaders. But it is a point now, Clint, that these young guys that have been here 3-4 years, that it's their team now. And my thought is, do you feel confident that this group, this young group of core players, you know who they are ready to take over the lead, to lead this team?
I think how you phrase it matters, Ron. I think the young group as a whole, yes. The team, yes. The defense, yes. The offense, no. And that's the scary part here for me is I think the team is going to be a defensive-driven team. I think when it all boils down to it, I think you got guys like Jalen Petrie. I think you got guys like Will Anderson. I mean, Derek Stingley from an actions perspective more so than a vocal leader, but still a leader in his own right.
But you need some, but it's time though. Maybe.
I think on the defensive side of the football, and I think as a team, you've got plenty of voices. Now you mix in some of the veterans that you just mentioned. I think you've got plenty of voices that the team is going to be okay. The question mark here with the Houston Texans, and I said this 1,000 times, people snickered when I said it, and I'm telling you, the C.J. Stroud, I want to be your friend and I'll pray for you, that's fine and dandy, but there's going to come a time when he's going to have to be a little different, right? The Nico Collins, I'll put my nose down and grind and outwork everybody, that's fine and dandy, but there's going to come a time when he needs to be a little bit different. Joe Mixon can't handle it all by himself on the offensive side of the football. And unfortunately for us as fans, we're not going to know what strides have been taken until we see action on the field, adversity on the field, and then you see those guys kind of step up. I'm going to tell you, man, there is a – when Will Anderson walks into a post-game press conference, I mean a post-game – show interview with me and Sean Pendergast in that studio down there. There is a, yes, a man walks through that door, but there is a different aura. There's a different vibe. There is an it factor. There is a leader in his energy that you immediately feel. It changes the room. If you're having a bad moment or you're tired or the game was long or whatever, when that man walks in the room, there's a smile on your face. You're happy to be there. There's energy. It's a different animal, right? That's the kind of leader that this offense needs.
So what I don't mean to put words in your mouth. I see some people texting in. As I said, we talked about this young core. I threw out a few names, right? And the four that come to mind are CJ and Nico on the offensive side of the ball. I didn't even realize I did it like that. But and then Stingley and you know, Will Anderson. Christian Harris was somebody that you thought to be talked about, but, you know, he can't get on the field right now. But those two, like, those four to me, it feels like it is cleared away now for them year three and for some of them year four to take the role of this being their team.
Yep.
This being their team. And it sounds like, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I see some people rolled in talking about Nico. He cannot be a leader if he's not available. He hasn't proven it yet. Tunzel was not a leader. He was a cancer, and I'm glad he's going. Sure, however you phrase it, I don't think they viewed him as a cancer in there, but I do think he had a lot of say-so in there. But regardless of that, it is cleared. The deck is cleared. It is clear because they want those guys to take over, and it sounds like to me what you're saying is you feel like on one side of the ball that Will Anderson is ready for the defense to be his and the team ultimately to be his, but it doesn't feel like you feel like on the offensive side of the ball with a CJ or Nico that they are ready to take it.
It's
on
not,
their side.
The only pushback I would have to your thought there, Ron, or is it's not a are you ready? It's either you have it or you don't. And that's the concern for me. Is I don't know. I don't. I'm not saying they do or they don't. I'm just telling you, I absolutely know with Will Anderson. I absolutely know from a leadership perspective, maybe not the caliber player, but a leadership perspective, I absolutely feel and see what they're talking about when Jalen, when you're around Jalen Petrie, when you see Jalen.
He's another one.
That's, when that, you that's watch these guys, when you watch them deal with adversity, handle adversity, I mean, Will Anderson should like Will Anderson should be the person that steps to the podium when bad things happen with this team. Like, he should go up there with D'Amico Ryans. He should go up there with D'Amico Ryans and stand next to him, and when Coach gets done, let Will have some words. I mean, it's that powerful. And that's why the defense is in great hands. That's why the team in general is going to be fine. But when they break up and the offense goes to the offensive meeting room and the defense goes to the defensive meeting room, who in that offensive meeting room is going to be the one that holds people accountable? We know, we absolutely know that Joe Mixon will say it and do it, and he's a force, right? Is Nico in that same range? Does he have the ability? Because even if he can try all he wants, if he doesn't have the ability, it's going to fall flat. Does C.J. Stroud really have that ability to lead in that manner? I don't know. I don't know. But to your point, this is the year offensively where I think we're going to have to find out. As you said, no Steph Diggs. No Laremy Tunsil. I think the view, it better be. Dalton Schultz better be viewed differently. Shaq Mason is no longer here. Yeah. You got a lot of youth over there.
On the offense, it should be CJ.
Absolutely.
And Nico, clearly they're.
But you can't.
Maybe right now it is Mixon. Maybe, as you say, maybe it is.
Well, you just don't. Like, think. Like, you just don't. It can't. Like, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Like, expectations. Can't, the timing. Like, all that stuff. But when you. To this day, hell, most of the listeners, at least ones that are involved on text line, YouTube, and Twitch, and all that. I mean, y'all listen as much as we do. When you hear Nico Collins step to the podium, when you hear D'Amico step to the podium and talk about Nico Collins, do you get the same vibe that you get when Will Anderson steps up there? Do you get the same vibe that you get when Petrie steps up there, when Azeez Al-Shaair steps up there? Do you get the same confidence, the same feel of, hey, man, this position group or this side of the ball is going to be held to a certain standard, a certain bar, set a certain level high? I don't, right? So, like, do they have it or do they not? That's the question. I think they're leaders. I don't think that they're not leaders.
You're talking about
I'm talking about build around, win because of, hold other guys accountable, type of get down. I know Will Anderson has that. I know Petrie has that.
Yeah.
I know Azeez Al-Shaair has that. I think Danielle Hunter has a certain level of watch me play and get raised to my level, right? I think it's a different story offensively with Nico and CJ. Those are the two guys.
I guess Titus, you would throw in.
Titus ain't got a
chance. I'm just saying that the guys that have
Titus
been
ain't
there,
got a chance. Dalton ain't got a chance. Joe Mixon is already there. But again, now you got a guy, Joe Mixon, that's not on the field on third down. You know what I mean? And he's been injured a few times. So it's like it's the two that are on the field every damn down is 12 and 7.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Someone text in a good thought. Maybe Christian Kirk is somebody that can add some of that, a veteran
maybe,
that's been around.
Maybe. Yeah. But again, depending
but
on what
you know who they want it to be.
Yeah.
We know who they want it to
the
be.
Opportunity is there for C.J. Stroud to be the MF-er, to be that dude, to take this thing over and this be his team. We all want it to be C.J.'s team because of how talented he is and how great of a guy he is. And how the organization has embraced him and how D'Amico has anointed him. Like, we all want it to be his, but is he capable of taking that the team over the same way Will Anderson has?
As we're talking about, do you think these guys, Nico Collins, he specifically spoke over the weekend at his camp talking about leadership is the next step, got to be able to lead these guys, got to push. He was talking about his receiver group because there are a lot of young guys around. I got to push them. They got to push me and taking that next step. And we've talked about it with CJ on the offense, and we looked at it. They've cleared the way. Like, of the veteran guys, I would say with the exception of Azeez Alshire and Mixon, most of them are more lead by example types, which clears the way for, hey, let them roll and
The other part of that too, Ron, is the guys you mentioned, because you're spot on. The guys you mentioned are also huge fans of Seven.
Yes.
They're huge fans
that
of CJ Stroud.
They want you to.
It ain't like they're guys that are out there like, hey, man, get the hell out of the way. You know, this is my squad. This is our don't, you know. No, I mean, they are huge fans of trying to boost him to get him to do
those. And guys that those other guys don't have to, that can feel comfortable not having to defer to.
Yep.
Right. There's some about like, yeah, man, Diggs has been around for a long time. If I'm Nico, or
it's easy to sit back and let him handle it.
You know, and look what he's doing with Tank and all.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, you can see that. I wonder if you agree with this. Somebody from the text line real quick. Your offensive leader can be no one but the quarterback if you have championship aspirations. Name a team who has won it where the offensive leader was not the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a great point if we're just talking about championships. If you break it down to where...
Maybe. Russ?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.